This is KERA News. Reaching injured people through the crowds of a protest is not always easy. It can be crowded and chaotic, and that's where street medics come in. They're on the ground helping protesters who've been tear gassed or hit with rubber bullets, or handing out water and masks to those that need them. KERA's Alejandra Martinez tells us about the all-volunteer Dallas group, Homefront First Aid.
Caitlin Rickard and several friends begin the day looking through the inventory in their garage, which is full of donated supplies. They're packing first aid kits, loading water bottles into cars, and working on a game plan for the Pride for Black Lives Matter rally.
We've got a lot of sunscreen, wound care items. We get a lot of gauze. Honestly, more gauze than we know what to do with at this point. That's mostly because, you know, we started out in response to more intense violence during protests.
Homefront First Aid, which was founded by Rickard, is a group of volunteer medics. The group helps people stay safe during protests. Rickard remembers the first Dallas protest after the death of George Floyd.
It felt like we were living a nightmare.
Police officers fired smoke bombs at the crowd on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. The media was there, and many recorded what happened.
And when we get to the top of the levee, there's this 17-year-old girl laid out on the ground. And there are about 7 or 8 people standing around her. And they, you know, told us that she was injured, but nobody knew what to do.
Rickard was alarmed by that experience and frustrated that no one was there to help. So Rickard and a group of friends decided to do something about it.
Like, these protests are going to keep happening. This isn't something that's going to end very quickly.
That's Lito, a volunteer medic and registered nurse. She asked us to use that name because she fears she could lose her job at a local medical center.
And whenever you have a large crowd of people, you know, the most important thing that you can do is be able to recognize when an emergency is happening.
During the protest, street medics dressed in red shirts are stationed at the front, middle, and back of the crowd. They're looking out for any medical emergencies. They also hand out masks to protect people from the coronavirus. Robert Fox is another volunteer.
Me personally, I'm out here to support everybody's First Amendment rights and make sure that if somebody does get injured, that they have immediate treatment, because I don't like injured people.
Fox is an emergency medical technician, or EMT, and a former combat medic. At the rally, other volunteers show up. He signs them in, checks temperatures, and passes out medic bags with all the essentials.
So I've got a little bit of stuff to stabilize airways. I've got a little bit of stuff for bleeding, and then some other tools that I might need. Ideally, I don't have to open this thing at all.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. If I never have to open this at all, I'll be a happy person.
Here's Caitlin Rickard, the founder of Homefront First Aid again.
Our goal now is just to take care of these people so that the movement can be sustained for as long as need be. You know, because we need to be out in the streets and demanding change until real, tangible changes occur.
For now, Rickard says their job is to protect the people who are out there raising their voices. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.
Wall by wall, we will make the